Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got breaking news right now brought to you by Indeed.com from Adam Schefter. Le'Veon Bell is expected to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. That is from Adam Schefter of ESPN. I would have told you that from Twitter, but Twitter is broken right now. But according to Adam Schefter, Le'Veon Bell expected to join the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, can you turn on ESPN real quick? I'm going to turn it up because I think they're actually talking about it right now. I think Sage Steele is actually going to announce what I just told you guys. Adam Schefter is on the phone right now on ESPN. We're very happy to be in studio with Sean Barber for this breaking news. Sean, let's start here. What do you make of the breaking news? Le'Veon Bell, a member of the Chiefs.
They say it is what it is. That's a Sam Cook saying from Kansas City. That's where it's at, man. Kansas City is where it's at. And so that's where our man Le'Veon Bell has decided to come on and finish up the season, hopefully. Be a good addition to the team.
How much do you think he has left in the tank?
Oh, I think he has a whole lot left in the tank. It wasn't many years ago where he was putting up, I think, three or five seasons of 1,800 combined yards for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know people think that's many moons ago, but in NFL time, he hasn't had a bunch of hits on his body. He's been pretty much fresh, been put on the shelf for 1 year, sat out due to a holdout. And besides that, she's been kind of waiting for the right situation, I think, for to kind of unleash his talents back on the NFL. So looking forward to Le'Veon getting back on the field.
I think a lot of it really comes down to the evaluation of Bell is how much do you put on him, the player, and him not having it anymore? Or the other half, how much do you put on the offensive line and sort of the situation that exists for the Jets? I'm with you. I don't think he's the same player that he was in 2015 or 2016, but can he come in here and be a capable number two running back? Can he be what you got from LeSean McCoy last year and average 4.5 yards per carry and be better out of the backfield? I think he can be. I think it's a good move.
Well, you know, against our offense, you cannot have safeties and linebackers lurking around the 5-10 yard mark from the line of scrimmage. You have to keep your safeties deep and your linebackers deeper. You got to protect top down against Pat Mahomes. And so that leaves so much area and so much room for operation from a running back running arrow routes, swing routes, the screen game. And that's the three things this guy does. When you talk about the passing game, he does it at a very high level.
Right now, we are giving you the breaking news. Le'Veon Bell is expected to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. That is courtesy of Adam Schefter. Le'Veon Bell is going to sign right here in Kansas City for the Chiefs.
Yeah, now that he's coming here, obviously we can talk about what it actually means instead of what it could have meant. And I do agree with you, like for goal line situations, out of the backfield, pass blocking. And I don't know how big of a deal you think this is, Barber, but they got this guy in Edwards-Helaire who's just a rookie, and now they got this guy in Le'Veon Bell who's a veteran. You could think they could teach him a little something too.
Oh, definitely. It's going to definitely be a 1-2 punch. Le'Veon will bring the experience of how to run downhill, the short line, short yardage game, how to be, the patience. That's one thing that's been very unique to Le'Veon Bell's running game. He's such a patient runner. He always lets his blocks develop. And sometimes when young runners get to the league, they rush through their reads. They just want to be physical, go downhill. They run into the back sometimes of their own players. And that is something that comes with just experience. And Le'Veon Bell is somebody who can teach that and actually show it to him in real time, and also saved this young guy some wear and tear on his body. It's going to be a long season. In college, you only play 10, 11 games a year, and then in the pros, you come playing, almost 20 weeks of football. Sometimes you hit that wall, and so it might be a good break to kind of alleviate some of those carries and kind of maybe split the carries between Le'Veon and CEH.
You say split, you mean like down the middle? Because I always assumed that if Le'Veon Bell came here, he would certainly be a backup to Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Well, I mean, I don't know if backup fits Le'Veon Bell. I mean, when you have somebody who's who's talented and you have a chance to get him on the field for a series, I think you go, you know, put him in for a series. If that series he's hot, put him back the next series. I mean, I don't think this has ever been an offense where anybody feels like they're being – you know, downplayed, or you know, we don't have a locker room where people cry for the football. Andy Reid has a great scheme that keeps everybody involved on multiple levels, and you have a quarterback that keeps everybody alive, and that's including the tight ends and running backs.
Speaking of that quarterback, is this the Mahomes magnet, the effect that we've been talking about, where if you got a choice, you might as well come and play with Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I mean, I think we saw that in the offseason, getting 20 of 22 starters coming back from a Super Bowl winning team. Yeah. I mean, that's so unlikely in the free agent period, because every team wants a person off that Super Bowl team. And all the players that were out there that were wanted, each player made a decision. It's better to come back to Kansas City and try to run it back with Pat Mahomes than it is to go to these new teams and try to find another way to win. And I think that we saw that today. Another free agent decides – have the opportunity to come to Kansas City or someplace else. I mean, I'd rather try to win it a Super Bowl here with Pat Mahomes than go to another city and maybe have to deal with more of what he just left in New York.
I want to go back to something you said, because what excites me the most about this is being a short yardage runner. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has gotten 7 carries this year inside the 5-yard line and has not scored a touchdown on any of those 5 plays. Or any of those 7 plays, that's where I think he's maybe most needed on this team, and that's where I think his greatest impact could be. I'm also really excited about him catching the ball out of the backfield and now lining up in the slot and kind of using his pass catching. Like, I think he's a really versatile weapon that I think Andy Reid's going to get the most out of him. I think we're all kind of at different stages on how much he has left in the tank, but if he has anything left in the tank, this is the right situation to get it out of you.
Again, one of the things you find from young backs is they rush to read. When it's a short yardage and you think you need to get that 1 yard, you don't want the coach to ever say you didn't hit the hole hard. And sometimes it takes a veteran to come and understand, hey, when they got duo blocks, that means 2 bigs on a big, and they're going to duo up to the second level, that duo block is going to hold that defensive tackle, that defensive end, so you don't have to worry about that guy penetrating. And you can take a little bit of extra step to make sure that you let that block develop so you can get that 1, 2, 3 yards, and you don't just have to, you know, put your head down and just try to run over somebody, especially these 300-pound defensive linemen. So I think adding a little patience to the game and him being able to see it happening on the field and practicing and having somebody in the locker room and in his – in the running back room, and he can just, you know, you'll watch it. You'll see what Le'Veon is seeing and why he's, you know, what situations he's using that patience. And when you talk about that stop and go, we were on the under end of it, right? We saw it plenty of times. Twice, I remember, here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop that young man. And it's such a beautiful thing to watch. The stop and go, the patience, the excitement and the quickness that he has in those first steps. And then with his hands and his blocking ability in the passing game, he's not a detriment in passing downs. He is one of the best blockers when you talk about running backs in the game as far as pass protection. So you don't have to worry about that angle of being able to expose Pat because he's not a willing blocker.
Right now we're talking to Sean Barber. If you missed it, the breaking news, Le'Veon Bell is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs as reported by Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter is reporting that it is a done deal. Le'Veon Bell will be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sean, do we oversell that when it comes to veteran guys sort of teaching the young players? Because if you're Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I'm thinking of, is there a better running back in the NFL that you would want to sort of be your mentor and where your skill set's very similar to Le'Veon Bell? Do we oversell that in the media, or how much of that is really going on in NFL locker rooms where it is an older guy like Bell, former All-Pro, kind of showing the young guy the ropes?
By the way, Barber, thanks for bringing up that game where Bell torched the Chiefs. I completely got that out of my
head. That happened 4 times.
There was that one game where he averaged like 5.8 yards per carry. I mean, yeah, he did it a couple of times.
Hey, man, I'm good with my scars. All of them, they heal up, and you know, we walk around with these championship rings, and you got to realize it's not just Dubs that won this championship ring. There's some L's. We took some L's. That made the team kind of come together and stand packed together. There were some guys, some fallen soldiers that had to fall to win this championship. And going into this season, there's going to be some games that we don't win. Obviously, like last week against the Raiders, there's going to be some games we don't win. But you don't worry about wins. You worry about did you lose the game or did you learn from it? And even though you know, on the scoreboard, it doesn't end up the right way. Some teams lose and don't learn. We can't be that way. We have to always be growing. Evolving as a team on offense and defense and special teams, not forgetting about special teams. Sometimes that's forgotten. But this can keep moving forward because this team knows what it takes to win a championship. It knows what it takes to be playoff bound. It knows what it takes to play on a high level. And as long as they keep moving in that direction, I think Le'Veon Bell moves us closer to that direction. That finished product we want to see, a playoff-ready team, I think Le'Veon Bell as a unit, as far as that running back room, as far as on this offense and on this team, he makes the complete process what the leftover is, what you see with the Kansas City Chiefs, a more explosive offense, another version, another threat coming out the backfield. And it's impossible to me to think how you're going to try to cover 60-yard downfield with Tyreek Hill, 20 yards downfield with Kelsey, and then if you have Clyde Helaire wheeling out one way, Bell going out the other way. I mean, it's only so many parts of the field you can guard, and Pat Mahomes is a master at finding the weakness in the defense and has the arm to always deliver the ball on target.
So Le'Veon Bell has played 4 games against the Kansas City Chiefs. He has 87 carries for 507 yards.
Goodness.
That is good for 5.83 yards per attempt. So it wasn't one game that he cooked the Kansas City
game.
Chiefs. He has cooked the Chiefs every time they have gone up against them.
Guys.
And from everybody I've heard, they love, like, the Chiefs and Andy Reid love Le'Veon Bell. Like, 2 years ago, I think they were interested. He just wasn't in the financial space for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I think that Reid is really excited about the things that he can do with Le'Veon
Bell. And obviously, Brett Veach loves him, too. How about that guy? I mean, not that this wasn't his best move this season because there have been a lot of other ones, but this is one of those, like, he always makes sure that he's in on every single deal, whether it's a big deal or whether it's just a move like this, Barber, that can help your football team. I mean, because you have to imagine it was going both ways. Le'Veon Bell was deciding where he was going to go, and those teams were pitching, here's why you should come here, right? It's Miami, it's South Beach, it's all these things. You'll get an opportunity. And then Brett Veach said, hey, here's what we got. We got Pat, you got a chance to win a ring. And now he adds Le'Veon Bell. Like, that dude, Brett Veach, is just unbelievable.
Man, he's done an amazing job. But, Jamie, like, you know, in trades, it always takes two to tango. But when a guy's a free agent, it doesn't take two to tango anymore. You just got to show him what you know. We talk about the process being so much greater than the product. If you stick by your process and you believe what you believe as far as a team, as an organization, and all the actions you're doing is showing that Kansas City is an elite level team. It's a great run organization. It's an organization that's built well off of character, integrity, and these things. And you just keep moving forward with those concepts. Some players fit, some guys don't, and you move on. You don't worry about the guys you had to cut, release, or whatever. You move on. You keep transcending and keep transforming your team and your organization and your city to build a champion. And then when you have a championship ring, that draws. When you talk about the Pat Mahomes draw, the Mahomes magnet. Believe you me, the world championship ring that he's wearing on his hand is one of the biggest magnets there is. And everybody believes that we have the personnel, the coaching staff, all together, the team and the organization to go back and running back and go back to back.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Barber. The breaking news is Le'Veon Bell is expected to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. It was first reported by Adam Schefter. It has now been reported by NFL Network. Le'Veon Bell is going to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sean, this is a very difficult question, I know, for you to answer. What happened to the defense on Sunday?
It was a day of the week that things weren't clicking, right? You didn't see the amount of confidence in one another. You didn't see the trust factor. You didn't see the communication. You can blame that to, you know, having some different guys rotate in there. You know Chris Jones getting back in the mix, Breezy back in the mix. Willie Gay played a little bit more. So everybody's out there kind of with some different voices and some guys you don't really understand how they're going to hit certain plays and are they going to play with, you know, outside leverage, inside leverage? Do they understand where the help is? All these kind of things we've been working with, and there's been some chemistry there. And then we have to go, you know, you have to go through injuries and other people got to step up and play. Well, those, you know, it takes a while for guys to just, you know, get to playing with one another. And so I think that this team and this defense, especially on the defense side of the ball, the leadership has always been there. You know, Honey Badger and Frank Clark, they're going to lead this team where they're going to go, and that's going to end up being a top five defense in the league this year. But there are always some bumps and bruises. You got to, and like you said, man, you got to go through some things to get to some places. And in relationships, out there on the team and defensively, you don't know what you don't know. And so on the defense side of the ball, they got exposed on some shoot routes, some double moves. There was a time where I think maybe Ward thought he had some inside help from Sorensen and didn't realize he didn't have it. You know, that those type of things are just, you know, they come and go through the season, and you just hope that all these things are definitely washed out and corrected by the time we get to the final four games of the season, where we got to be playing our best ball, gearing up and preparing for postseason play.
Sean, our last question here. We've got like 2 minutes left to breaking news. Le'Veon Bell is a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We do this thing called Survivor. It's not really that big of a deal, but who do you have?
It's not big deal because you're not in it anymore.
It used to be cool.
It was the biggest deal. I remember you being on social media begging people to vote for you.
I wasn't begging
you.
People.
You
were begging.
Please.
I was advising people.
No, you were down on your hands and knees. That means you were begging.
I was telling people to bet for me. Okay. I wasn't begging for people to bet for
me.
I was suggesting
Hope
that
Harrington.
People should.
get on the bandwagon right now before the season stops. Hope Harrington is going to win the Survivor. I remember these things going on social media, and I couldn't understand why anybody support somebody who lost in less than two weeks when they had two lives. That was your record last year. And this year, you almost eclipsed it, but you actually lasted 3 weeks, I think, this season.
I'm going for a month next year.
So, yeah, next month. if it's called Survivor Month, you should definitely go with Karen. But I am taking the Indianapolis Colts to beat Joe Burrows and the Cincinnati Bengals. I do think we're going to get a lot of X's on the map today with the Survivor with that Miami pick. I think the Jets rise up.
Me too.
The Jets rise up and get that one win against their rival, the Miami Dolphins. So I avoided the Dolphins, and I went with the Indianapolis Colts.
You can tell that Sean Barber's been hanging around Eric Bieniemy today. Go back and listen to this interview today. He gave you like 7 Eric Bieniemy-isms. We'll talk about it all day tomorrow. Le'Veon Bell's a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. We're the Drive. We're out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.